I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And it's Homegrown Week here on KUMD, and that is brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And as part of Homegrown Week, we're really happy to welcome back Actual Wolf, also known as Eric Pollard, back to the studio. Welcome, Eric.
It's nice to be here.
Thanks for coming. You have been so busy. Now, are you still home-based Nashville right now?
Still home-based. Well, in between Nashville and New York City, yeah.
All right. But you've been spending a lot of time here the last couple weeks. You've been back up in your hometown, Grand Rapids, and now you're here in Duluth. And you have a couple of homegrown shows. You're playing with Retribution Gospel Choir tonight. And I wrote down when that was. Oh, that's tonight at 10:30 at Pizza Luce.
Yes.
Right? And then Actual Wolf is playing tomorrow night at 12:30.
Yeah, with the full band. Pizza Luce. With the full band.
Yeah, and we got you here with your guitar right now. You've been doing kind of a whirlwind tour of Duluth today. I'm kind of mentioning that.
This whole week, really, but today is a big day, yeah.
Yeah, so you've been at Duluth Coffee Company every morning around 10, right?
Yep.
And it seems like every day more people join you. You had Feeding Leroy with you this morning?
Different guests, yeah. I had Feeding Leroy and Russ Sackett with me this morning. Yesterday I had Aurora Bear and Lee Martin and Adam Stopey from Feeding Leroy. And then I had, the day before, I had Lee Martin and myself and Teague Alexi and Teague's brother Truvio. There's been a lot of guests.
Wait, yeah. There's another Alexi brother?
There's four Alexi brothers.
Wow. Okay, I got to ask them about that next time they're here.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. All right.
Yep.
But we're talking about you right now.
We are.
So you've been doing that coffee company thing, Duluth Coffee Company thing, and then you also, last night, you played at 2104, which is a local home that people host music at, and you played with some of those same people.
I did, yes.
For soup. It's a soup thing before Soup Town Night.
Yes, and we played country and western music,
and yeah. It was wonderful. You've got a great repertoire of that old country. There was some Ray Price in there.
Yep, some, and some
maybe Johnny Cash,
Marty Robbins, and some Merle Haggard, and definitely a lot of Ray Price. I've been on a big Ray Price kick lately. Some George Jones. I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
Yeah. Has living
and then a few of my tunes too.
But, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Has living in Nashville influenced that at all, or did you already just have that interest?
No. Knowing Barry Percola influenced that.
Local musician and the Fractals and other projects through the years.
Yeah. He was a huge influence on my country and western musical listening tastes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think we might have talked about that last time you were here.
We have talked about that quite a bit.
But yeah, you guys did some really fun stuff. But tonight, as you said, you're going to be... Oh, and then you just came from doing a gig at the Electric Fetus. So.
I did.
Are you tired yet? It's Homegrown Week.
I got the best sleep I've gotten in a month and a half. Last night, I got almost 7 hours of sleep, uninterrupted sleep, and it was the most I'd gotten evening. Probably in about a month and a half of being on the road, so it's a good.
So you're rested up. You are ready for your two big homegrown gigs, your biggest homegrown gigs.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
And of course, I'm talking about this right here.
I knew that's what you were talking about.
All right. Well, so Eric is playing again, Actual Wolf, tomorrow night at Pizza Luce, 12:30, and you have a new album out. We're going to talk about that, but let's hear a song first. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do a little song. The first song on this album. This new album called Itasca. Song's called Give Me Your Gun. I'll tell you a quick story about it. I had some friends who, as a wedding gift, got each other conceal and carry permits as a wedding gift. So I decided to write this little love song. It's a funny wedding gift, but it's very typical. And I love that. Give me your gun, give me a moment, I need to think out back for a while. Winter is icy. Winter is lonely. It'll never be over. Give me your gun. Give me your gun. Give me a lecture. I need to learn over there on my own. World is so lonesome. World is so ugly. It'll never stop spinning. So give me your gun. Give me your gun. Oh, just give me a reason. Bury my treason. That's mine. Oh, the water is raging. And our love is aged. Go on, make it easy. And give me your gun. Give me your gun, or just give me a reason. Bury my treasons underneath in the pine. Oh, the water is raging, and our love is aged. Go on, make it easy, and give me your gun. Walk away while it's easy, and give me your gun.
That's Actual Wolf live from Studio A. And I forgot, did you say, is that on Itasca or is that?
That is. That is the lead track.
Lead track on
Itasca. Side A.
And Itasca is an EP, right?
Yeah, no, it's full length.
Oh, it is a full length. For some reason, I thought it was an EP. You just handed it to me.
Maybe it's the format that throws you off.
Yeah.
Or the fact that it came out so suddenly.
Yes, it did, kind of. You did kind of have a single first, though, Thinking of You.
Yep. We've had that for about 5 months.
Yeah, so you promoted that, and then and then the release came out. And this is out on Chaperone Records. How did you decide to do a cassette?
Well, the last record, our self-titled record, we mixed it to cassette tape and then mastered it through normal channels. Sean Elmquist kind of mastered it pretty awesome, but we mixed it to cassette tape. So this time we thought, why not just put it out on cassette tape? The songs kind of lend themselves to the format, I think. And people forget that you can really get, there are a lot of advantages to cassette tape. I mean, it's just that the sound quality you can get on any format now is usually better than you can on computer. So it's, and it gives you something practical and tangible to hold. That's not an album.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just take it with you. You can throw it in your pocket. You can have it in the truck. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people still have cassette players around, so why not? Although, as I said earlier, mine at home currently has a cassette stuck in it.
Well,
so.
you know,
to get that out of there so I can play this.
Well, and a lot, it's called Itasca after Itasca County, and a lot of folks that I know still have tape players.
Exactly. So, yeah.
I still have a tape player because I like to listen to cassettes. I love to listen to early 80s George Strait, and like I love to listen to that stuff on cassette. It just sounds good. I love the way it sounds.
And it is a thing. I have actually received releases from labels that release things exclusively on cassette. So it is a thing.
It's definitely starting to be a thing.
Yeah.
I think as people realize that maybe vinyl isn't quite as viable as it once was, or maybe the whole vinyl craze was kind of blown out of proportion. Obviously, vinyl is the best sound quality that you can get, but I think the idea that it's like a practical format to push people into the future is a little bit overhyped. You know, the bottom line is with streaming and access to internet radio and podcasts and streaming, and there's no way that any sort of, you know, CD format or vinyl format can even compete, you know. And I think that so people are going back to throwback kind of stuff, like that people remember, like cassettes, seven inch, you know, 45 RPM records. Jack White doing a straight to acetate record. You know, people are trying, Neil Young doing a straight to acetate record.
Mm-hmm.
So it's people are trying to think of new ways to market music, because you're going to have to. It's if you want to continue to do it. And that's, I have no idea where we started with that, but that is why we decided to come out with a cassette.
And that's great because, and of course, cassettes always come with a download code too. So if people would prefer to do it, so you have the option. So
exactly.
So you have this cool thing, but then you also have it digitally if you prefer to do it that way. So it's functional and it's cool at the same time. Well, so let's talk about the songs for this album. How did they evolve? How did you pull them together?
We pulled them together. I had written approximately 50 tunes, probably, for this record. And we were in the studio at April Bass Studios a month before our debut album came out. We had three days at April Bass Studios in Eau Claire, and we had to deliver. We were going to try to get an EP done so we could have it for future, you know, future release. We were trying to get like a really pro EP done. And we went in with a bunch of songs that I really didn't know and the band didn't know that I had just written. And I edited lyrics on the music stand. And we were trying to record 5 tunes and we ended up recording 17 in 3 days.
Wow.
So we recorded 2 full records, and we were on such a roll that we were literally recording and live tracking and talking about what song was going to go where and where. We were just on this strange roll that you get sometimes when you're isolated in a studio. And we just started to kind of come up with a general strategy of like what was going to happen with what songs over the next year, year and a half. And then I just ran with it. I just drank a bunch of coffee and ran with it. And we actually had all these tunes recorded. Well, most of them, all but 2 of them, we had recorded before the first record even came out.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd already known, we were already trying to maximize our effort and time, because we knew that it was hard to get booked for in studios, and it was hard, and we didn't have a lot of money. So we were just trying to like slot everything out and be kind of semi-strategic about it, and just kind of hope that we all did work, and we all did. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It mm-hmm. just, that's how it came together. And then I was still writing songs for the record. And I had some studio time, for this song that I did called July. I had won a demo contest and had some studio time. So then Jake Hansen and myself and Haley Bonner recorded two of the tracks on the record at a studio called Humans Win in Northeast Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
So Gimme Your Gun was recorded there, and a song called This Old Way was recorded there. And that was just me and Jake and Haley.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the record is me and Jake and Jeremy and Eric Koskinen and Steve.
Steve Garrington.
Yep.
Who's going to be with the Retribution tonight.
He is, yes. That's a long story. That's, well, I hope everybody stayed with us there out in Radio Land.
Okay. And so who's the band tonight? Steve, what? I assume.
Oh, the band.
Not tonight, I'm sorry.
Oh, on Saturday?
I'm sorry. On Saturday.
The band. The band is the band.
Okay. I'm getting
Steve,
your two
Jake,
projects.
Jeremy and Eric. The band.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hear another song.
Or as I commonly refer to us, me and the boys.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, let's hear another one. What do you want to do next?
I'm going to play a song that will be hopefully our third single off the record. It's a playful little number called Family. And you can interpret it however you wish. Father's trying hard to keep you in line. Poor father's trying hard to keep you in line. Getting home from a shift around breakfast time. Well, you better believe that he's a good man. Mother's trying hard to keep you in line. Oh, mother's trying hard to keep you in line. She only sees Pop around breakfast time. No time to cry, cause good man. There's errands to run and schedules to keep. Clothes to wash and people to meet. Well, we'll all be a family when the weekend comes. Mamas, papas, and sisters and sons. Grandma's old, but she still has fun. Oh, grandma's old, but she still has fun. Driving around town at 80 years young. Well, you better believe that she ain't quitting. And grandpa's older, he's got stories for days. Yes, grandpa's older, he's got stories for days. Him and grandma live in Florida till the middle of May. Well, you better believe that he's a good man. So load up the car and fill it with gas. Grab a cup of coffee and get out the map. Well, we'll all be a family when Christmas comes. Mamas, papas, and sisters and sons. Oh, mamas, papas, and sisters and sons. Mamas, papas, and sisters and sons.
That's Actual Wolf live from Studio A, and another one that's on Itasca, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah,
no, on the A side.
Uh huh.
I like to let people know it's either on the A side or it's on the B side.
Yeah, side A. Notice side B.
Yeah, we also decided to go to keep it all about the music and go no album, no song titles,
mm-hmm.
no album credits.
You know,
just side A, side B.
All right. Yeah. So this isn't just the special Confuse the DJ radio version. This is
No, this everybody is the, gets this version. We all got to work to figure out what the songs are version.
All right.
And it'll come up on your computer when you download it.
Great.
Yeah. It's like taking that Mac philosophy of like user interface,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
and just like taking it and making you the Macintosh and making life the interface. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a strange old concept.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
of interacting with music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
So you've had those songs for a while.
You know, I read a lot of songs.
So have you been And you said you even had more.
We have lots more.
We'll be
songs.
On the next one.
You know, my band even got on my case the other day, about a month ago. My band really got on my case. My guitar player got on my case. He said we were only two albums ahead. And he got on my case.
Well, I would think that would become a problem at some point because, you know, you have so much material. Nope, not for you.
Not when people demand content constantly.
Yes, yes.
People demand content constantly.
That's true.
Used to give a DJ a single. Now a DJ wants a 3-pack for the online stream. You know, it's culture. We're in constant motion. We need constant stimulus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's why we just continue to write and record and try to come up with usable content for people to absorb. So when they say more, 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 we give them more, more, more.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't sound like you have any trouble with writer's block or anything that
nope.
you just are able to
write. No, you know,
sobriety
is a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can focus. Not drinking is a weird thing. That's what I should say. You can really focus on things and focus on your work. And just do your work and try to get better at your work
mm-hmm.
instead of having that daily obstacle. So,
and I remember you talking about that last time you were here. You were talking about, like, you were actually going to the coffee shop, sitting down and writing every morning.
Every morning.
Yeah, like as an exercise.
Yeah, and then every morning I get up at 6, between 6 and 6:30, and I work. I book shows. I work.
Mm-hmm.
I try to work for at least 5 to 6 hours on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, some artists, you know, they really struggle with that part of it. Like, they love the creative part. They don't like that part. You seem to really kind of do both well and be comfortable with both. Is that fair to say?
You just have to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody's going to take on a guy that writes songs that can't be in car commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So you just kind of, without tons of money. If I had $35,000, man, I would have a lot of friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the music business. You know, nobody's, you can't put this kind of music. This is real timeless music. You can't put it in a car commercial. You sure could. I could use the dough, but, you know, like, it's, nobody's going to take that on. So out of necessity, you just kind of have to wake up every day and try to be Beyonce, I guess, and try to be Lady Gaga and try to be Justin Bieber. Try to be One Direction, but, you know, you're a folk singer, so you just got to try to be that of folk singers, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So you're releasing Itasca right now, and
yep.
you are planning on another one soon? Or
we
just,
are. We're planning on releasing two full-length records in 2015.
Okay. And then, as far as working with the band, I think I heard a rumor that you were going to stick around Minnesota for a while and do.
We're going to be doing a lot of Minnesota shows. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I start out
because I would assume normally when you're down in Nashville and you said you've been spending some time in New York as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and a lot of time in California too.
Okay, so how does that work as far as playing the music and band?
Well, in California, I have a guy that from here originally that recorded the Trampled by Turtles, Blue Sky and the Devil record. A guy named Kevin Grabsky. He has a band called the KGs, and they back me up, and we sit and work on music and record music out there because he's an engineer. And then in Nashville, I have a small trio of different musicians, a really old college buddy of mine named Steph Dickinson, who plays with Amanda Shires. And then Adam Kurtz, who plays with Luke Bell. No, he doesn't play with Luke Bell. Well, Adam Kurtz, he's a pedal steel player. He's real good. And he plays, so we have a trio. And then a guy named Eric Alvar fills in for Steph sometimes on bass. And then he also plays mandolin with the band sometimes. So I have like a little Nashville group. And then in New York, I just do the singer-songwriter thing because New York is really into that. And my buddy James comes down and plays guitar with me sometimes. And obviously I have the band in the Midwest. So
the band.
Yeah.
So you're going to be spending some time with the band in the near future.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of... We want to commit ourselves. We didn't really commit ourselves too much. We committed ourselves a lot in 2013 because we were just a new band. And we committed ourselves to playing tons of shows locally. And then we didn't. We backed off in 2014. So we really want to, you know, recommit ourselves to playing some bigger shows in Minnesota. And just kind of letting people know that we are a Minnesota band, too. You know, we're not just this thing, but we are very connected with Minnesota. And so we just want to let people know that.
Great. And I just want to ask quickly about Retribution Gospel Choir. You guys are doing a show tonight, and it's exciting because you haven't been doing a lot in the last couple of years, it seems like.
We've been doing a lot of stuff. We just haven't been telling a lot of people about it.
All right.
Yep.
So anything that you can tell us now, like if you're going to be doing stuff with them?
We got a lot of stuff planned. We have some great stuff coming up with Retribution. We're really excited about the new music we're making and playing, and we're just, yeah, that's all going great. We got some summer shows and trying to finish up our record, and we'll just see how that goes.
Okay, so you got a little bit of that going on, but you're also Actual Wolf.
Yeah.
Full steam ahead. Yeah. Well, time for one more song. What do you want to wrap up with?
I'm going to play a brand new one. This one's one I wrote and debuted at the... with my friend Haley Bonner at the Ordway. And this song is called The Dealer. You just moved here from LA, and you lied. Swing by tonight. See, I stay out of trouble, working regular hours. And delivery just ain't worth my time. You say that you were a teacher, that you're sick of the school and the pay. But you do it for the memory, safety and such. The kids ain't all right, they're okay. Yes, yeah, some people call me the dealer. Please remember that I got a name. I'll call you brother, or buddy, or man. 'Cause to me, all you folks look the same. Sit down to visit at my place. Pardon me while I keep myself stoned. Only vaguely familiar, but you know who I am. 'Cause that's the way that I keep keeping on. Swing by the office, they're usually the treacherous kind. Spend the company profits on whatever they please, and take off just before closing time. Friends are a burden to some guys. keep every last one. We're the lovable losers since the first day of class. Yeah, me and the boys have known each other so long. Sit down to visit at my place. Pardon me while I keep myself stoned. Only vaguely familiar, but you know I am. That's the way that I keep keeping on. That's the way.
That is Actual Wolf live from Studio A, and a brand new one, not on that new release, Itasca. But,
brand new.
Yeah, but we also heard a couple of from that new one, Itasca, that's out on cassette, and I have a feeling you'll have those with you at the show at Pizza Luce tomorrow night, 12:30, right?
Yes, you can, yep, and they have the cassettes at the Electric Fetus.
Okay.
And you can also get my signature sunglasses from me as well.
Yeah, the Actual Shades, which, yep. I just saw an interview about the story behind the Actual Shades was that you were shopping in Canal Park. Your girlfriend made you try them on and said, hey, get them. They're cute. And then, cute, whatever. That's probably not the right word. But and then Alan Sparhawk said, you should wear those all the time.
That's it.
And so
that's
you
the,
did.
Basically the story. That's
and now you're marketing them so that you can be, you know.
Because we found out over time that nobody, over the last 5 years, we found out that nobody made them anymore.
Oh.
It's just like a one-off.
And the world needs them, so.
Yeah.
They really look good on a lot of people.
I agree.
Yeah.
And not the dark shades, too. It helps people. They can wear them inside and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. So, very nice. You're not just a musician, entrepreneur.
That's we're all entrepreneurs.
So, tomorrow night with the full Actual Wolf Band at Pizza Luce, 12:30. But tonight, you will be Eric Pollard as part of Retribution Gospel Choir at 10:30 at Pizza Luce.
I will.
So,
yep.
So many things. And tomorrow, did you say you're going to do
Duluth Coffee
again?
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Yep. 10 a.m.
All right. Well,
and actually, Sunday night down in Minneapolis, or down in St. Paul at the Turf Club, I start my Movies Music in May residency.
Okay.
And my guest will be Haley Bonner.
Nice.
We're doing a duo performance in the Clown Lounge.
Okay.
But you can show up for a free movie.
And I think that's what I had heard about you being around for a while. I'd heard you were doing a residency down there. So that's,
yep,
that's great.
At the Turf Club. Yep.
Wonderful. Thanks a lot, Eric. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Christine.
Today's Live from Studio 8 was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Aaron Welch and Mike Nowitzki. KUMD Homegrown Week is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, find the Live from Studio 8 page under programs at KUMD.org. This is Live from Studio 8 on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.